Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org, streaming live October 10th, 2025. Did you hear the news? There is an apparent peace deal that Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and another fellow who is a real estate developer, Steve Witkoff, they have put forth this 20-point peace plan for Israel and Palestine. Now, take a look here at this handshake and just let me know, do you see what I see? We're going to be talking about this peace plan. We're going to be talking about the astounding and atrocious idea of sending American troops to a far-flung area, especially when Trump based his entire campaign on America First. We are going to be looking at the military industrial complex and the companies that might surprise you who are making billions of dollars through a kind of money laundering scheme with your tax dollars. So we'll be looking at that. And I will also give some of my analysis about the startling and shocking points of this peace plan. Let me know if you've heard about it. And as we are getting underway, friends, here's Jared Kushner, and here is Benjamin Netanyahu. If you have followed any of my coverage over the last couple of years, you know that I am no fan of Netanyahu. In fact, one of my Substacks and videos that I did called "If War is the Answer, I Have Questions," it probably resulted in the most mass unsubscribes on my channel. People could not handle the fact that I was questioning the political leader of Israel, as if somehow questioning the leader was just, you know, off limits. That somehow, like, I'm not allowed to question Trump. I'm not allowed to question Governor Newsom. And somehow I, as a Californian, am responsible for all of Newsom's horrible policies. That would be a big NO. So anyhow, probably most of my coverage on Israel has been taken down off YouTube, but you can find it over on BitChute. Now, this man is Steve Witkoff, and he is the one that you'll see in this image here. And I'll sing my little song again. Do you see what I see? These hand gestures are significant. And these are the gestures to indicate that they are in a club that you ain't in. So you'll see it here, this pyramid pose. You saw it. Oh, well, actually, this is a special handshake for the secret club. And most people know the secret societies as Freemasons, but there are many that we probably don't even know of, and they're very intermingled. But the point is, this indicates that they are in on it together. So this is the Egyptian president, and you've got Steve Witkoff here, and you've got Jared Kushner. They both are basically, how do you put it, real estate tycoons. And I'm going to share with you how they are going to stand to benefit from this transaction. Now, today, October 10th, this photo is dated today, October 10th. Here's a fellow who apparently is afraid to breathe outside in public over here. But Steve Witkoff was appointed by Trump to be a special Middle East envoy. And here's Jared Kushner. Now, they both are Jewish, so I suppose they're there to go to the Wailing Wall. We're going to see that in just a moment, or the Western Wall, they're calling it here, October 10th, 2025. And here they are, talking to a wall. And I understand that is a part of the Jewish religious heritage. And you put your little prayers here, you stick them in the wall. And that's how they do it. Here, you've got Ivanka. Is that her name? Ivana. I don't even follow this. In her polka dot black and white dress. Now, I know some of you probably are fond of polka dots, and don't worry about it if you have black and white polka dot clothing. I'm sure it looks fantastic on you. And I don't know if Ivanka is trying to send a message, but it is black and white, which also has to do with the dualism and the secret societies and so forth. It totally could be a coincidence, but I do point out those things when I see them. So here we've got the Witkoff real estate empire, I suppose you could call it. Interestingly, now, Steve Witkoff runs this with his son, and it looks like they do a lot of projects in Florida. That's what I saw earlier. I don't like this website. As you can see, it's kind of going weird here, but that just is to show you that they are real estate developers. So I want to talk about Trump's plan to end the war in Gaza. But what's more startling to me, and what has not really made the headlines, is that Trump is going to send American troops to Gaza. You heard that right. They're sending about 200 troops to Israel to, as they put it, help support and monitor the ceasefire deal in Gaza as part of a team that includes other nations, non-governmental organizations, and private sector players, U.S. officials said. Now, these officials, and I don't ever really like to do this because they said they're only speaking on anonymity, and I really like to have more clear sources. But since this is a breaking story, I wanted to bring it to you, and ideally, we'll be able to verify this with credible sources. But apparently there are details that the U.S. Central Command is going to establish a civil military coordination center in Israel that will help facilitate the flow of humanitarian aid, as well as, how do they put it now, logistical and security assistance into the territory. So that basically means there will be American troops there, and that ideally they will be there to not engage in any combat, but just to monitor the effort that's going to go on there. So what's important to this to me is that nowhere in Trump's 20-point plan, and here you see Netanyahu also getting the Masonic handshake from the president of Egypt. So friends, they're all in on it. And also here with Klaus Schwab, there's Netanyahu and your friend and not mine, probably not your friend either, Nasal Schwab there. So it is Friday, friends. I like to have a little fun here. If you don't like my snark, I wouldn't continue watching the video. But in Trump's 20-point plan that I'll just highlight for you with a couple of notable phases, there's nothing about sending American troops. And by the way, you probably would agree with me that why in the non-spinning world should the United States send American soldiers to Gaza? Why should Americans put their lives at risk? I mean, think about it. Trump's entire election campaign was centered on America first and focusing at home, not, you know, on the domestic issues, not on the foreign issues. So how exactly does sending U.S. troops and engaging in this unprecedented involvement in modern times here in the Middle East's oldest conflict, which, by the way, has not been resolved over multiple wars over the years — I've done videos on this in the past — how does that align with American values? Well, I guess we can see when you're talking about being American real estate developers, I guess it aligns pretty darn well. But that's right, friends, your hard-earned money is going to Israel. In fact, I've got something else I want to share with you here. Let's look at some data, shall we? All right. We've got the United States sending, since Israel has been in existence since 1946, and again, I've done deep dives on that. This is actually my area of expertise, and I can probably direct you to my BitChute channel because I think YouTube really was not fond of my Israeli coverage. But here's what I wanted to share with you. Since the establishment of Israel after World War II, and some would say World War II kind of started so that Israel could come into being, and it was in the works prior to that as well. But you also had the United Nations coming into being. And the very first thing the United Nations did was to proclaim the existence of the State of Israel. And then wars broke out. This is kind of the short version. And they've been at war ever since because it's two people groups fighting after the same plot of dirt. So, and I don't want to minimize it because both people groups have a religious claim and a historical claim, and they are valid to each people group. So the point that I want to make is the United States has sent your money to the tune of, it's actually over at this point, $300 billion to Israel. We've also sent a lot of money, a lot of big bucks to Egypt. You can see here, Afghanistan, South Vietnam, interestingly, and all of these other places. But Israel has gotten more than twice as much as Egypt, the next second next recipient of aid. Don't you think that money could be better spent in the United States? I could think of a lot of things that that money could be spent on, such as returning it to the rightful owners, you and me, not having that money stolen out of every paycheck. Just think about it. We could afford gasoline. We could afford the rising cost of food. We could afford the rising cost of housing and the rising cost of healthcare and the rising cost of insurance and property taxes and all of that if the government didn't pick our pocket every paycheck. So how about just giving that money back to us? Why didn't Elon Musk doge this aid, I ask you? So what's weird, friends, is this is kind of like a money laundering scheme, because this money goes back to the United States to purchase American-made weapons, either directly with commercial contracts, which you can probably find online, or through a program called Foreign Military Sales. So I want to show you the top companies that are getting this, I'm just going to call it money laundered money, because it goes to Israel. Israel sends it back to the United States. And Lockheed Martin here is the world's largest, maybe you didn't know this, it's the world's largest arms producer and military contractor, I should say, in the entire world. Now, here's what I want to point out to you. I'm going to share with you a handful of these military contractors, these companies that are involved in creating and producing the weapons of war. There are a couple that are going to surprise you. And what I want you to note is how their stock prices rose after this so-called attack of basically two years ago. That was October 7th, 2023, which ironically, Israel was woefully prepared for, even though they are the strongest military and arguably has the world's best intelligence. And somehow they were asleep at the job or out getting coffee and bagels or something. But they let the mayhem continue for several hours, we are told, if you believe that and not that it was an AI production. The reason I'm pointing that out is because look at how the stock price soared after 2023. It was kind of a little up and down, and yes, it was still up and down over the last couple of years, but it basically continued to rise because, as anyone can conclude, when a war breaks out and Israel gets more money, it's coming back to these companies and people who want to invest in war, invest in these companies. Here's another one. We've got Boeing. What does Boeing do? Boeing provides the missiles to bomb the innocents, the children and the babies and the women, the civilians, the non-combatants. And they also provide assorted aircraft and fighter jets. They were pretty much taking a dive prior to 2023. And again, it's been up and down, but basically the trajectory has been up. Let's take a look at the next one, shall we? Caterpillar. And here you thought they were just helping American farmers. It was a little troubling to me when I found this out. And you can see Caterpillar really took off in the last couple of years after the so-called attack on Israel. And if you are still questioning what has gone on there, friends, there's a lot of information that's come out and you can do a deep dive. But this is a fact here that Caterpillar's stock has taken off. And you're thinking, well, do they provide weapons, ammunition, fighter jets? What's Caterpillar doing? Well, it's very disturbing for me to bring this news to you that Caterpillar provides bulldozers and other heavy equipment for demolition and destroying the infrastructure. So the images that you see of these buildings being destroyed, those are being done with Caterpillar equipment. It is troubling, as I said. Let's take a look at another one, shall we? Microsoft, certainly they can't be in the business of providing guns and ammo and fighter jets. Oh no, what does Microsoft do? They provide the software for spying. Yes, the intelligence infrastructure, and they help Israel demolish and destroy schools and hospitals, basically people's homes, roads, all of the infrastructure. So Microsoft is behind providing the software for the Israeli intelligence to carry out their destruction. Look at how their stock absolutely rose in the last couple of years with a huge spike at the end of 2023. Friends, it's not a coincidence. This is evidence. Let's take a look at another one, shall we? Here we've got General Dynamics Corporation. The same pattern. Their stock has been up and down, but really had a nice rise after the Israeli incident. What do they do? Well, they provide fighter jets, armored vehicles, and ammunition. So we looked at this image here of how much money Israel gets from the United States. Just in the last couple of years, they've gotten about $17 billion after the, as I've been calling it, some call it an unprovoked attack, that somehow the strongest military forces in the entire region were woefully unprepared for. And the attack that was allowed to rage for hours, nothing like garnering some sympathy from the world. But the sympathy didn't last that long once the world saw the heinous slaughter being carried out in the name of peace. Heavens to Betsy, some people think that they can get away with anything. And what have I got here for you? You know, I did cover this strange and scripted October 7th Israeli incident, and I'm no fan of war, especially one that kicks off with an apparent false flag, giving Israel a reason for the counterattack. So again, I've covered that in previous videos, friends, but I did want to just repeat this for people who may not have heard it. You know, Israel controls everything in Gaza. It is an Israeli, basically occupied territory. They controlled prior to October 7th, everything that entered and exited. They controlled the food, the water, the electricity, the cement, the steel, everything. And they still said that the Hamas was somehow able to carry out this attack. The Hamas, by the way, that Israel created. But let me just put this on the table so everyone understands. I condemn violence from either side, from all sides, from any side, in any country, in every country. For every atrocity perpetrated by one side, I can show you equal or greater atrocities from the other. War leads to more war, and evil never conquers evil. I condemn oppression. I condemn tyranny. I condemn totalitarianism. I despise and condemn deception. I despise fake wars. I despise propaganda, especially atrocity propaganda, meaning we don't even know if these images, which I don't even look at, are even real from either side. I stand for truth. I stand and seek peace. And it's likely you are the same. Now, I did have, I don't know if I have it here for you on screen, but I did have something from a healthy American, yes, that I wanted to share with you, who is Jewish. And he said, Peggy, you are asking all the right questions. I'm sure you're probably getting a lot of negative reaction and perhaps more from your fellow Christians on this one. I'm troubled by how many Jews and rabbis who are condoning this escalation of violence, murder, and war as somehow scriptural and in accordance for God's will in this region. As you probably know, Jewish scripture teaches us that all life is precious. The Talmudic law. Now, friends, I am not endorsing any Jewish scriptures or anything. I'm just reading you an email from a healthy Jewish American. And he says the Talmudic law requires that Jews treat non-Jews fairly and in business dealings. You shall not murder is the sixth commandment. Please note that I am speaking as a Jew about other Jews. I realize that this may be very difficult for non-Jews to do. I will speak the truth no matter where that truth takes me. Please use my information as you see fit to spread the truth. We recite in our prayers from Siddur and from Psalms that the Lord loves righteousness and justice. These qualities were clearly meant for all humanity. So I want to thank Mark. Now, this is a pastor. This is Jack Hibbs. And, you know, it was very troubling to me that pro-Zionist pastors like Jack Hibbs here also, do you see what I see, interesting that they all are sharing the same gestures and symbols to indicate and communicate that they are all in this together. He was very much lacking compassion for the innocents. And he was saying, well, you know, that's just what happens when there's war. So I've got a couple other comments where, you know, Jack Hibbs, this is his church, Calvary Chapel, Chino Hills. And many will point out that the C and the C indicate 3333. He's got a menorah at the entrance to his church. And not only a menorah, but he's got pictures of Israel. And yes, obviously Israel figures very prominently in the Bible. I've attended this church. I've heard Jack Hibbs preach, and I really realized that it was not the place for me. Here is Jared Kushner talking about his real estate development plan for Israel. Do you see what I see? Yeah, so it's not a coincidence, friends. They are indicating and communicating through their gestures that this likely has been planned a long time ago. Trump is doing a Masonic handshake there with Netanyahu. And Trump's peace plan, basically, there are 20 points, but let me just give you the highlights. There are a few main phases, actually. And the first one is that Hamas surrenders, gives up all control of the government. But the US and the UK are going to create an international government. I'm going to return to that in just a moment. Israeli, and Palestinian prisoners and hostages are going to be returned and exchanged. Sounds good. Humanitarian aid and infrastructure support resumes. I applaud that. A special Trump economic development plan will be created to rebuild Gaza with a special economic zone. And guess who's going to rebuild it? This guy here, this real estate tycoon and this real estate tycoon. And there they are talking about their plans, probably for a new smart city. So did you catch that part, friends, about the international government? Yeah, the international governance. You can't make that up. So I think Jack Hibbs probably will be applauding this because he will claim that international government is a part of God's plan, you know, in the book of Revelation can be played out or something like that. Next, it will be a one world religion. Oh, that was another part of Trump's plan. He wants everyone to come together in the name of peace. And that will be the next step. He didn't spell it out exactly, but I can read between the lines. But you know what they are going to do? The redevelopment of Gaza. I want to go back to this picture because a few years ago, Jared Kushner, who you know is Trump's son-in-law and a real estate developer, he had a similar idea about redeveloping Gaza when he gave a talk here that I'm showing you this image here at Harvard. He said, I think we need to finish the job of destruction, I guess using the caterpillar bulldozers. He didn't really know where the people would go, where the Palestinians will go, but he believes they should clear it out and finish the job. So here exactly is the exact words of what Trump says. He says, Gaza will be governed under the temporary transitional governance of a technocratic. Did you catch that, friends? The new technocracy, meaning AI, is going to make the decisions. We don't need no stinking representatives. They're just humans after all. Let's bring in the robots. They can't make mistakes. Elon Musk said so. So there's going to be a technocratic, apolitical Palestinian committee with oversight and supervision of a new transitional body called, are you ready? The Board of Peace. Yeah, that sounds like George Orwell's 1984. Just like we have the Department of War, now we're going to have a Board of Peace. It will be headed and chaired by your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. And a few other members and heads of states will be announced, including former Prime Minister Tony Blair, another WEFer another of the New World Disorder. You can just throw them all in that category. These are all the players of the New World Disorder, as I call it. And Trump says this body will create a modern and efficient governance that serves the people of Gaza and is conducive to attracting investment. Nothing like a few birds with one stone here. You're going to usher in the one world government. You're going to usher in technocracy, and you're going to usher in favorable real estate conditions so that his cronies here will be able to make their big bucks. Isn't that cool? Did you catch it? Trump really appointed himself the Prince of Peace. Yes. Sorry to let him know that that title is already taken by Jesus Christ. Hey, since we got Charlie Kirk being called the new savior and laying down his life for yours, I guess it's fine to call Trump the Prince of Peace as well. And he makes no bones about his economic development plan. Here, this is point number 10, a Trump economic development plan to rebuild and re-energize Gaza after they destroyed it. Will be created by convening a panel of experts who have helped birth some of the thriving modern miracle cities in the Middle East. 15-minute cities, anyone? Many thoughtful investment proposals and exciting development ideas have been created by well-meaning international investors. Isn't that cool, friends? But don't tell Jack Hibbs. So we looked at all of the handshakes, and you know, it's quite astounding, friends. I want to look at your comments here. How do you like them apples? We've got American troops going to Gaza. We've got Trump, the Prince of Peace. We've got Jared and Steve Witkoff, two Jewish real estate tycoons. And before you make a comment, why are you saying that they're Jewish, Peggy? Well, are they Christian? Are they atheists? Well, I don't know if they're atheists, but they're there at the Western Wall. And I say that because they have an interest in Israel, and they have an interest in rebuilding and creating a modern Gaza. No one answered where the Palestinians are going to live and where they have been living. As Jack Hibbs says, you know, they're not really entitled to a country because they don't have their own currency. Yeah, he actually said that in an interview. All right, friends, I think about that's about all I can take of this live stream here in terms of this news. I do hope that the slaughter of innocents will cease immediately. I don't trust any of the people that I've shown you in these images. And my most important question now is, what say you? Thank you for being on board for this additional live stream. I don't know if my Israel playlist is still active on YouTube. They are not very fond of this coverage, so you might want to find those videos over at BitChute. And if you are still clamoring for my Charlie Kirk coverage, I've got plenty more videos for you in the pipeline. And in the meantime, check out my Charlie Kirk playlist so you can catch up on any videos that you've missed. Thank you, everybody, for being on board. I will have a bonus video for you tomorrow, Saturday. And in the meantime, please check out my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. If you would like to support me in the work that I do here, there are a few options for you available in the description box. You can click to make a one-time donation, or if you'd like, you can also send me something in the mail. I love getting your cards and letters, and I often read them on the show. And then you're invited to our monthly live webinar, the first Saturday of the month. I want to thank all of the new subscribers on the channel, and also all of the new subscribers over at Substack. I literally could not do this work without you. And when we stand shoulder to shoulder, we are able to support each other as we defend truth and freedom. See you soon, everybody.